Hey guys, welcome back to episode 21 of a podcast because nobody asked for it. We're switching things up today, and I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to come out right and just say it. A lot of people have been talking crap about me recently. They've been saying hurtful things about me, like, you're really handsome and you're really funny and we really love your podcast. And most hurtful to me is that your buffalo chicken dip is store-bought, which couldn't be further from the truth. I make my own buffalo chicken dip. I stumbled across a recipe and I make it myself, and it is phenomenal and it's unbelievable and it is a hit at my work. So it is a Thursday night right now. I'm making it for tomorrow at work because my friend and I are working together, and I thought I would surprise him with a tray of buffalo chicken dip. And I'm expecting a huge turnout tomorrow. They're probably going to chant my name as I walk up. So I thought it would be interesting if we just kind of walked you through how I make my buffalo chicken dip. Maybe some random thoughts that I have along the way. I'm joined by my two helpers, Sophie and Price. Sophie is going to actually hold the mic while I make my dip. Price is going to sit off to the side. He's going to have any, if he has any questions, he's going to, or comments or anything, he's going to toss them his way. So Sophie, I will pass off the mic to you. First, let's just say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so Soph's going to hold the mic. Here we go, Soph. So she's just going to hold the mic closer to me. And let's start off by just, I'm going to warm up some cream cheese. Because cream cheese is a staple in this recipe. I first learned of this through my good friend. We were good friends in high school. Don't really talk anymore. No bad blood. We just don't really talk anymore. I don't think she listens to this, so I'm not even going to bother saying her name. But no, it's not Mom, Sophie. It's not my mom. So let's just walk you through. It's a really simple recipe. I wouldn't be making it if it was anything more complex than it is. It is cream cheese, it is chicken, and it is buffalo sauce. So you're probably hearing the microwave. Cream cheese is ready. Ding, ding, ding. So we're going to get, I'm doubling up. I guess that just shows you how much of a hit this is. I'm going to double up on my recipe. So double some cream cheese right now. We got some chicken going. You can really, I feel like I'm on the host of a cooking show right now. You can do whatever chicken you have your heart set on. I like a chicken. It's called premium white chicken. 8 grams of protein, 98% fat-free from Market Pantry. Little off-brand thing that my mom gets, I think at Costco or Sam's. It's shredded already, which is nice. You can do some Costco rotisserie chicken if you'd like, and then just slice that yourself. That's a little too much work for me. But Sophie's doing a wonderful job, and she's opening the can of chicken. So here's what you do. I can't believe I'm just tossing out my recipe like this. You're going to get some melted cream cheese. You're going to put that in a bowl. You're going to open the can of shredded chicken. You're going to put that in the bowl. And you're going to put half of a cup of Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Sauce. And you're going to put that in a bowl as well. I love Frank's Red Hot. And it's so funny because buffalo sauce has such a distinct smell. Self Price, would you agree with me? They're both nodding their heads. They're saying, what a point by Griffin. Such a distinct smell. It will truly clear out your sinuses. So it's allergy season. If you're feeling a little stuffy, go to Bash's. Buy a thing of buffalo sauce. That'll clear you up like crazy. So should we do ASMR? No ASMR. That was not a good idea. Here's a funny story. My professor, I had a class last fall at ASU, and first day of school, because apparently in college you still do this where you go around and you introduce yourself and you do like this name game. So he kind of puts all of us on the spot, and he was like, all right, introduce yourself and talk about a talent you have. Oh yeah, you see where this is going? So it gets to me and I'm like, hello, my name is Griffin and I make very good buffalo chicken dip. And that drew some oohs and ahs from the crowd. And my professor's like, I love buffalo chicken dip. If we ever have a lunch buffet, I want you to bring it in. And I was like, Mr. Professor, it is 8 o'clock. I don't think we'll ever be doing lunch in this class. But if another situation arose where we needed buffalo chicken dip, you know who to call. I'm your man on campus, all right? So He nodded, and I got high fives as I left the classroom. But okay, so here's probably one of my favorite parts of the buffalo chicken dip process. No. Sophie's what she's doing. She's got the chicken. She started like a rookie. She has started to shred the chicken with a fork. What you have to do, you got to get your paws in there. You got to get your paws in there, and you have to shred it with your teeth. You chew it first, and get all the bones out, and then you put it. No, I just use a fork. I'm sure everyone has those at home. I feel like you don't really understand what I'm doing because you can't hear, but I'm gonna put you closer to the action right now. You're gonna hear those. Oh yeah, if that doesn't make you hungry for buffalo chicken dip, then I'm sorry, nothing will. So Sophie's gonna resume this for me. She's a wonderful assistant. Sophie, do you have any questions right now? As far, yeah. Okay, she's got one.
Where'd you get this recipe from?
Where did I get it from? Like, after my friend?
Where'd you get the recipe?
Yeah, well, so this kind of takes the wind out of my sails, but you can actually find this recipe online, which is a lot of people think like, wow, you came up with your own recipe from scratch. No, I didn't actually. It's actually, if you go to like franksredhot.com or something to that effect, do you think Frank listens to this?
Probably, right.
Frank, what's the name of your website? No, but if you go to franks.com or something, franksredhot.com, it gives you the recipe. So,
wait, why is yours different from everyone else's? Why is yours so good?
I don't know. That I don't know. I truly, it's damn good stuff, is it not?
Yeah, it's good.
So one time I was making it and Sophie's friends were over and they were like, oh yeah, so Sophie's done shredding the chicken. That's, and you can't see it. I wish you could see how marvelously shredded that was. But her friends came over one time and they saw me making it. And after they took pictures and got my autograph and stuff, they were like, can I try some? And I was like, absolutely. I love feedback, especially positive feedback, because I know it's coming. And they tried it and it was really good. And I don't know why I do this so well. And I'm not even trying to be cocky at this point. I just make some damn good buffalo chicken sauce, chicken dip. And you can do this. I do it with chips. I think that is kind of just the way you do it with chips. But I have known some people to put it on a burger or like a sandwich, which I am totally interested in trying. So what does this smell like right now? The buffalo chicken dip is
Ow.
Oh yeah, it'll hurt. Yeah, it'll kick your insides. The buffalo chicken dip is currently forming
5 minutes ago. I'm over the
Sophie had a cold 5 minutes ago. She took a whiff of this and she is healed. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? So let's do that once more. Oh, that's wonderful. So right now what we have going on is there is some buffalo chicken dip, and right now it is introduced. We have the buffalo sauce. It is introducing itself to the cream cheese and the chicken. And it's just a beautiful trio, and it's a wonderful friendship that it forms. Let's see. How long have I been talking? I'm very passionate about this and what I do. So now let's it's pretty well spread, so I'm going to pause this episode. We're going to taste some and then we'll be right back. So let's see how I did. Okay. I'm back. They didn't want to try it for whatever reason. Sophie said she's not feeling well or something, which is kind of a lame reason. But so we have the cold buffalo chicken dip. This is before I've heated it. So I'm knuckle deep right now in this bowl of buffalo chicken dip. I'm going to try it. So let's see. You're definitely going to get the crunch of the chip right now. So let's see how I did. Oh, my God. Come on. Are you serious? So get Gordon Ramsay on the phone. This is really good. And it's just kind of frustrating because this is really a flaw of mine. at this point that I make buffalo chicken dip so well. I can't tell you how many times I got stopped in the street. They said, are you the buffalo chicken dip guy? And I'm like, I have so much more to me than a stupid dip. But anyways, it's really good. It's fantastic. We can't really say I'm surprised. So anyways, now what I will do is I'm going to transfer this BCD. That's what we call the buffalo chicken dip in the community. In the dip community, we also know ACD, artichoke dip. I mean, I know artichoke is one word, but ACD just makes it ring better. We got ACD, BCD. Spinach dip is SD, kind of standoffish. But so let's transfer this now over to a tray, and then it'll bake. But as far as tips for how you can get to this level of buffalo chicken dip making, I don't even know if I would recommend doing so. I think it's dangerous to kind of try this, because I do it so well. As I told my teacher, it's probably one of the things that I do the best. I think this will be a hit tomorrow. So let's see what my coworkers think of it. I'm going to wrap this up right here. Thank you for joining me. Feel free to make your own buffalo chicken dip and let me know. I would love for you, if you're interested in trying this dip, give me a call or something. Message me on Twitter. I do birthday parties and bar mitzvahs, bridal showers, divorces, and I would be happy to cater to an event near you. Or if you just want to hang out, talk some BCD, try some. We can swap recipes. That would be awesome too. But thanks for tuning in. This is episode 21 of a podcast, Because Nobody Asked For It. And I will talk to you guys next week.